Hello there! Welcome to this episode of Forest Ghost Conversations. This is your host, Anthony King, and this week, I'll be discussing the new trailer for the final season of The Bad Batch. Before we get started, I'm inviting you to support Forest Ghost Conversations on Patreon. If you are a fan of the podcast and would like to consider pledging your support, there will be a link in the episode description for you to check out the various tiers offered. Also, please be sure to check out our Tee Public store to buy some Forest Ghost Conversations merchandise. And without further ado, it's time to gather around the campfire for some Force Ghost Conversations. Welcome back to another installment of Force Ghost Conversations, everybody. This is a special episode, of course. We are participating in Star Wars Podcast Day 2024, marking the 25th anniversary of the first Star Wars podcast. And we are thrilled to be a part of this great and long legacy of wonderful Star Wars podcasts throughout the last 25 years. And we've been here at over 2 years now at Force Ghost Conversations, and we hope to continue as long as we possibly can, having great, wonderful, cozy, deep dive discussions into all things Star Wars, Lucasfilm, Indiana Jones, Willow, the galaxy far, far away, Rebel Moon, whatever you want to talk about. Force Ghost Conversations is the place for you. And we're here to talk about one of the most exciting projects, in my opinion, about The Bad Batch. And of course, we're going to discuss that season 3 trailer just on the other side of this little segment here that we know as Cloud City Gossip. Now, I know I've missed this for a few weeks by A, being busy recording other stuff, so recording episodes in advance of release date, unlike what I usually do, which is usually record on like a Friday or Saturday and then release on that Sunday, so I have a sense of the news that came out this past week. Or, in the case of what we did on Sunday, I release an episode and then wanted to release another one in a couple days time span. So like it wouldn't make sense sometimes to release an episode and include Cloud City Gossip when you know you're doing another one within like a couple days later, right? Because you never know what you're missing. So that was the point. We're here now, though. We've got a wonderful array of stuff to talk about for news in this particular realm. And it is award season, folks. If you haven't been privy to any of that stuff, it is Oscar nomination season. There's a couple Grammys, the Tonys, the Golden Globes. All that stuff has either happened yet or is going to happen, with and particularly the Oscars haven't happened yet. So let's run through some of the big announcements that came out this past week. Or not this past week, I should say, but just recently in the name of Star Wars. So let's start with the Grammy Awards, which took place, I believe, last weekend on Sunday. That should be February 4th, I think, for those keeping track at home. But anywho, Star Wars Jedi Survivor, the new video game that came out a couple months ago? Did it almost come out a year ago? Oh my goodness, where has time gone, folks? Anywho, the game itself, the music from it, won Best Score Soundtrack for Video Games and Other Interactive Media at the Grammys. So congrats to composers Stephen Barton and Gordy Hobb, who were honored with this great prize. And really look forward to Hobb's work in the upcoming Indiana Jones and the Great Circle game. So be on the lookout for that one. That's not something to sleep on for sure. The person that's really able to emulate the John Williams-ness of the score while also putting a fresh new tone on it. It's really well done. Speaking of the maestro himself, John Williams, he also won a Grammy for Best Instrumental Composition for Helena's theme in Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny. Wow, what a wonderful thing. And that's not even the end there where it goes for Johnny Williams there. He also was nominated for an Oscar. And he was nominated for best original score for Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny. So if you haven't listened to that score yet, it's fantastic. I've got it on vinyl now. It is perfect. It is just excellent work. I believe if you get the 4K, you can watch the score-only version of Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny, which is something that is definitely on my to-do list coming up very soon here, to just sit back, bask in the glow and the wonderful creative juices that John Williams put together for that movie. It's a great score. It perfectly complements the film, in my opinion. John Williams, even at the age of 91, 92, is pushing the boundaries for what it is to be a film score. So wonderful kudos to him on that front there. Keeping with the Oscars of it all, visual effects certainly was prominent for ILM to get several nominations. And I believe that they were involved with several of the productions involved in that were nominated this year. So I think that includes The Creator, which is a wonderful sci-fi film, which we'll be talking about here in the coming months on Force Ghost Conversations. Mission Impossible, Dead Reckoning Part 1, and Napoleon. So congrats to the ILM team for being, again, a top dog in the visual effects world, but also, again, I've seen these movies. They're pushing the boundaries on what it is for visual effects in the modern day and age. And if you haven't, go check out the documentary Light and Magic on Disney Plus so that you can see the journey of where they came from in the original Van Nuys days to where they're at now and supporting these wonderful movies that are gracing our screen. So congrats to all those involved as well. Additionally, the Saturn Awards took place a couple days ago as well, I believe on the same day that the Grammys took place. So the Saturn Awards are pretty much a sci-fi focused award ceremony. So first and foremost, Dave Filoni won the George Pal Memorial Award, which is fantastic. Congrats to him on that front. Andor took home the award for Best New Genre Television Series. And The Bad Batch, which we'll be talking about later in this episode, won Best Animated Television Series for the second year in a row. Oh my gosh, this is incredible. And I gotta imagine that third season is they're coming in hard for the trilogy here to kind of take the route on all that front there. Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny also won Best Fantasy Film. Harrison Ford was named Best Film Actor. And John Williams won for Best Film Music, all at the Saturn Awards. So wonderful display of Lucasfilm prowess in the awards ceremony categories this past season. And it's just, again, congratulations to everybody. It's wonderful to be nominated, but it's really even extra special when you get to win some of this stuff. So congrats to everybody again. In case that wasn't enough of wonderful grand news that came out recently for Lucasfilm and Star Wars, if you liked the series Ahsoka, which I hope you did, I hope you listened to all of our episodes detailing Ahsoka from episode 1 all the way through all 8 episodes of the series, plus my family's deep dive roundtable discussion about it. It was a blast to talk about Ahsoka, and there's more Ahsoka coming in a certain, from a certain point of view. Ahsoka will be getting a comic adaptation from Marvel. And there's an exclusive reveal on StarWars.com where you can see the variant covers for it. It is written by Rodney Barnes with art by Stephen Cummings. This is going to be an exciting thing. I hope they maybe do some new scenes in this to maybe separate it from the series a little bit here. But I'm certainly excited for this and look to check it out when it hits shelves. I think in July. Yep, that's correct, in July. So be on the lookout for that in your local comic book shops to support local businesses, of course, and the comic book industry, naturally. Now, of course, before we conclude Cloud City Gossip, we did want to highlight again the sad passing of Carl Weathers, Greef Karga from The Mandalorian, director of several episodes of The Mandalorian, and well-known actor across many film franchises, whether it be Rocky, Predator, Happy Gilmore. This is a man that had wonderful influence and legacy across many different films and genre, and in just the Hollywood industry in general. So we are very saddened to hear about the passing. And please be sure to check out our episode before this one, which was a full-on remembrance of Carl Weathers. So thank you for listening to that, and I hope that you are able to just take some time to sit, reflect, remember, and celebrate Carl Weathers and his performance in The Mandalorian, and as well as other things too. So with that, folks, that is all the news in the Star Wars Lucasfilm galaxy this week. We'll be back on the other side of this break to finally dive into that Bad Batch trailer. We'll be right back. All right, it's time for that Bad Batch trailer discussion. I'm thrilled that it's finally time for the Bad Batch to get their light in the sun, in a way. It's just, I will say, what a surprise that we got the announcement for the Bad Batch, and we knew it was going to be the final season. I'm just bummed that we only found out about the trailer and that the season was coming out on February 21st. A month away from when it was actually coming out. I wish we had more time to sit with it, to watch it, to dissect it, and stuff like that. So that's where I just got a little grumpy there. But, you know, it's time to dive into this trailer to soak up the goodness that it has within it, because it is very juicy. There's a lot of new things, new ideas popping out here and there. Where is the Bad Batch going? Who are they facing? What is the deal here? Hemlock, Palpatine, all these things are in play here. And I know we've got, I think, 16 episodes or something like that to round out the season. I know that there's a 2-episode premiere, the first on the 21st. I'm just looking up the total number of episodes here. Actually 3 on the first day, 15 episodes. Sorry, apologies. I'm just going off of what the other previous seasons did. But it's going to be an amazing adventure, I'm for sure. I'm definitely excited to go on this journey with Mrs. Force Ghost Conversations, as this is kind of her favorite Star Wars, and just to see where these characters line up at the end of this. Is there another spinoff coming after this? Is it the Echo Happy Hour afterwards? Who knows? This is going to be such a fun time to be a Star Wars fan, just to soak it all in. We're not competing against other things, right? Willow isn't out at the same time as The Bad Batch. The Mandalorian isn't out at the same time. It's going to be pure, as far as we know right now, it's going to be purely Bad Batch. And we're going to be fully discussing it each and every week here on Force Ghost Conversations. But enough of all of that. Let's get into the trailer itself. So again, for those who may have not come to Force Ghost Conversations before, when we do a trailer discussion, I watched a trailer on YouTube. If you want to pull it up, go ahead. I had just searched Bad Batch Season 3, and I believe it's like the first available video when you do that. Just search, and it's titled The Bad Batch, the final season official trailer, Disney Plus. It's 2 minutes and 2 seconds long. I've got it queued up now. To avoid any potential copyright issues, I have muted it on my, or at least you won't hear it. I have headphones in, so I'll hear it via the headphones, and then I will just kind of annotate my thoughts out loud so that you all can listen. Or if you want to watch along yourself, I'll give you a 5-second countdown. If you want to pull it up, if you want to pause the episode now, you can pull it up and do all that and watch along, or you can watch it now and then come back and listen to my thoughts afterwards. That's kind of how we just roll with things here. We just play with the punches as they come, and I think it's about time that we just watch this trailer already, all right? So we're going to do a countdown here. A 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hit play, Bad Batch. It looks like they're on one of those troop transport things from Revenge of the Sith, as well as Rogue One. I'm glad to see Fee Genoa back in this, Wanda Sykes' character. I wonder how she's going to take the news about Tech's unfortunate passing. We'll see about that one in the episode itself. Yeah, they just had to throw a Tech shot in there again, in case you guys forgot or weren't over the trauma yet of losing our good buddy. Oh my goodness, we completely forget like Omega's whole side storyline here. Her and Crosshair are going to literally cross paths again. Dr. Hemlock's doing God knows what on Mount Tantus. Yeah, Hunter, you got a mission. You're not done yet. Palpatine, of course, here. Oh my goodness. Future of the Empire. Talking Project Necromancer. Is all sides coming together here? Are we going to see some big, lone rebellion here. I mean, we don't see a ton of clones after, like, and even like Kenobi, Kylo Ren, Cad Bane, Mala Say. Wow. Wrecker just getting eaten in every episode, probably. But is it the last fight? That's a good question. I don't know. Asajj Ventress, man. She's got her lightsaber and her hair from Dark Disciple. Star Wars: The Bad Batch, final season. 3-episode premiere, February 21st. Oh my goodness, that is a trailer, ladies and gentlemen. The 3-episode titles for February 21st, when it comes out, are titled Confined, Paths Unknown, and Shadow of Tantus. Now you gotta imagine here, this is probably like a movie. All 3 episodes are probably something that, you know, you gotta watch back to back to back. It's probably not one of those deals where you just watch one episode and there's enough there for you. No, 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 no. This is probably like the Clone Wars movie that came out in 2008, or perhaps the Rebels opening episode that was like an hour and a half long, basically 2 episodes combined together, all that stuff. This is almost like an event. And frankly, in this household, in our household at Force Ghost Conversations, this is an event. This is event viewing, and I cannot wait to watch it. I hope they actually release it on the 20th, February 20th, like they've been doing for other stuff, like at 9 p.m. or something like that. That would be phenomenal. I think that's what they should do. Now, Lucasfilm, if you're listening to this episode, please, please hear my plea. Do such a thing. Let us see this a little bit earlier, just so that I can watch it at a reasonable time without being spoiled by everybody. I can engage in the conversation with everybody as it develops. So much to talk about in this trailer itself. I mean, goodness gracious. I'm sure there's just going to be ton of action, antics, the typical stuff you would get from the Bad Batch, of course. But we've got a grand story going on here, right? We're going to see these clones dealing with the loss of their brother, the loss of Omega, because they don't really know where she's at, and they think that she's alive, but they got to find her. And they're probably going to assume that she's at Mount Tantus, and they're going to come across Crosshair, and he's gone through his own self-journey of reflection, and the Bad Batch are going to have to reconcile with that, and so many wonderful conversations about finding yourself and determining who you are after your journey is, if you think your purpose is done, your original intent, your purpose, how do you start anew? How do you find a new purpose? I think these are some of the big themes that at least are coming across to me in this trailer, but as my mind is trying to place together where the show is going, I have to imagine that that is going to be top of mind here. And especially as it relates to the idea of warriors. Is there one last battle in them? When is the war over? These are grand questions that are trying to be answered in this series, I do believe. And like I mentioned during the trailer, what happens to the clones? This is going to be a big outstanding question here, right? We saw Senator Chuchi kind of talk about clone rights in season 2. And the Empire's kind of against that because they're costly and the chips are fading. They're not being as much of the forces they can control. It's cheaper and more cost-effective and efficient to just force people into armed force service, right? Are we going to see some type of clone uprising against the Empire? A little rebellion in a way. Maybe we see that. And again, like I noted, there are not a whole lot of clones after even in Obi-Wan Kenobi. So we have to kind of get an answer in a way of what happens to them, where they go, what did they do? Did a lot of them unfortunately pass? What happens? Is there one big battle? Do a lot of brothers go? What is the deal here? We see Rex, what, maybe 14, 13, 14 years after this point when he appears in Star Wars Rebels. And he's kind of out of the fight at that point. He's hanging out with Wolf and Gregor and hanging out and trying to, you know, hunt for food. And that's where he's at. He's kind of happy and complacent with his life at that point until Kane and Ezra and team bring him back into the fold. So we got to get a little bit of answers here to line up where we're going from point A to point B here. Or maybe we don't. Maybe we get a close on these characters, and maybe they live on Pabu, and perhaps Rex continues his journey and fight, and we get that in a different series. I don't know. We're going to have to see how this all plays out over the course of these 15 episodes. Again, the Ahsoka, not the Ahsoka, but the Omega question of it all. I know that the other lady there is kind of her sister, and she's a clone in some way, shape, or form. I don't know if she's a direct clone of Omega. Is that Omega just with a increased life, you know, whatever, increased growth rate, all that stuff? There's so many things that are out there yet to be answered in this that I don't have answers for, which I wish I had for you all. Mount Tantus, what's the deal with this? Palpatine, clearly at the center of all of this, being like, this is about the securing the future of the Empire, and you gotta think this is gonna line up to where we've seen in The Mandalorian with Project Necromancer, all the way up to Episode 9, The Rise of Skywalker, with the Palpatine cloning. All these are gonna be in play here, and it's gonna be wild to see how it connects together here. Now, naturally, we get some of these characters that we haven't really seen in quite some time. Fennec Shand. We've got Fi Genoa. We've got Cad Bane. Asajj Ventress. And I know that's been the big question outstanding for folks as to what is the deal with Ventress in here. If you've read the book Dark Disciple, you kind of get a sense of how this would raise your eyebrow. Spoiler alert for anybody that hasn't read Dark Disciple yet. You may want to jump forward a minute or two in this conversation here. But in that story, Asajj Ventress does die. Or at least that's what we're led to believe. So we'll have to see how that actually plays out in the series. Is it something that takes place? Is it a flashback to an adventure that they cross paths with her? Or did she not pass? Or was it Night Sister magic, perhaps, that brought her back to life in that sequence or in this sequence? I don't know. These are, again, more questions than answers at this point. More questions than answers for sure. The supervising director, one of the directors, one of the team, I can't remember Brad Rao's exact title at Lucasfilm, but one of the people that works on this put out a press release pretty much as soon as the trailer came out, saying that the events of Dark Disciple will align up with the storytelling that they're doing here in the final season of The Bad Batch. So I trust them. They have my full belief and faith that they will do justice to the book. I know people can get scared or timid when it comes to the idea of books not being treated with the proper respect in canon as perhaps movies or television shows. And I would agree with that too, and I definitely think that this is going to be an example where they can showcase how pivotal and important other types of media are to the Star Wars story, because I get the sense too that, right, if you're a person that does read all this stuff and then they just come in and retcon it in some way, it dilutes the experience of enjoying that, right? There's no incentive in a way to pick up every book, to pick up every comic, to learn the grand stories overall. So I'm glad that they came out immediately and said something to kind of quell the fears that people may have. But again, I think it's going to be important to see how it plays out, and all the worry and confusion and fear may subside rather quickly than what we were expecting it to be. Wow, what a great grand trailer. What action? I assume there's going to be a lot of action sequences. I saw Wrecker getting eaten by something in the trailer, which is kind of the hallmark of his character. It's going to be wild seeing the Bad Batch going on these grand last missions here to try and save Omega, to reconcile Crosshair. Is Tech actually gone? Is he not gone? I don't know. These are some, again, you could just title this episode More Questions Than Answers, and you'd be accurate on that front. I just wanted to go through the episode titles here before we get into kind of just some closing out this episode here. I mentioned the first three: Confined, Paths Unknown, Shadows of Tantus, and then we've got A Different Approach, The Return, Infiltration, Extraction, which come out at the same time as well, Bad Territory, The Harbinger, Identity Crisis, Point of No Return, Juggernaut, Into the Breach, Flash Strike, and finally, on May 1st, The Cavalry Has Arrived. Whew! I gotta imagine The Cavalry Has Arrived. That's a direct callback to their introduction episodes in The Clone Wars. And what better way to close it out than just as it began, right? It ends just as it began, looking into the Twin Suns, which is a direct pull from the Last Jedi comic adaptation. And the Bad Batch is just going to continue to knock us out, I think, one way or another here. This has been one of some of the best Star Wars storytelling here. I'm very thankful for the Bad Batch. And I'm glad that they're able to close it out on terms that they want to. They have a clear beginning, middle, and end for this story. I know the last season ended on a really big cliffhanger in many ways. And very Empire-ish, so perhaps this is going to be a Return of the Jedi kind of tone, or maybe it won't. Maybe they will do it their own way and try and continue to tell the story in an excellent fashion that they have already for this tale. And again, does the story end here? I don't know. We'll have to see how it plays out over the course of the next 3 months. And then on May 4th for Star Wars Day, we'll be able to celebrate having this entire story wrapped up and see the character arcs from start to finish, where were some of our favorite moments, what moments made us feel emotions. All that stuff is going to be on display here as we celebrate the Bad Batch and continue to support Star Wars animation in all ways and forms. So with that, folks, that is my discussion and thoughts on the Bad Batch Season 3 trailer. I don't know if we'll get another one prior to the release of the three episodes on February 21st. But if they do, we'll talk about it here on Force Ghost Conversations. And of course, this is our Star Wars Podcast Day episode. So I just wanted to flag that there are a ton of other Star Wars podcasts out there that do similar stuff to me, like me, but do it in a different way. And I hope you go and support those shows. I don't want to name any for fear of forgetting somebody. Find the podcast that works for you. Support a variety of different Star Wars podcasters and listen to them, because you never know who actually you might like their ideas or their approach or their just structure to their episodes. And celebrate in this 25th anniversary of the Star Wars podcasting. And it's wild that we're not only just celebrating that this year, but we also got 25 years of The Phantom Menace. Wild to just say that it's been a quarter of a century since The Phantom Menace. Bonkers entirely. But we'll be, of course, be covering that on future episodes of Force Ghost Conversations. I can bet you around May time, when it's a real 25th anniversary, we'll be discussing that in great length and detail. We got a lot of fun stuff coming up here for Force Ghost Conversations 2 prior to the Bad Batch. We're going to be touching on some of the stuff that I didn't get to fully discuss as it was happening. So be on the lookout for some kind of, I'm not going to say cleanup episodes, but just kind of some catch-up episodes in many ways until we get to this fresh new start with the Bad Batch, where we could discuss those episodes from the start. So with that, folks, if you want to continue the conversation, tell us some of your favorite Bad Batch moments or what you're most looking forward to in the final season. You can find us on Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, Hive, and Facebook, all by searching for Force Ghost Conversations. And again, if you want to support us in other ways, we have a TeePublic store where you can get Force Ghost Conversations merchandise. And we also have a Patreon site. For as little as $1 a month, you can get access to a plethora of Force Ghost Conversations goodies, such as other episodes, right? Extra episodes a month, I should say, more accurately. You can get your name read on the show. You can ask questions on the show. You can get merchandise. All that stuff is available. Just search for our Patreon site and look for the tier that best fits how you want to support the show. So with that, folks, that is all that I had for this week. Happy Star Wars Podcast Day. May the Force be with you. Take care.